This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talking last week when Boomer was in Vegas about our favorite broadcasters of all time, our favorite play-by-play guys, and you had Sam Rosen right up there at the top. And you know, you always wonder about these guys and what they're going to do and how much they're going to miss it. And you know, are they, you know, like someone like John Sterling sounded to me like he was so done with it. And I understand he came back for the playoffs, and I was glad that he did because it was just so abrupt in the beginning of the season. And you know, they go to the World Series, having John call those games was just a better ending for him. But he sounded like he was done, and that was it. And he was going to enjoy his life, and he was going to watch the games, and that was the end of it. You know, Sam Rosen sounds to me the same now as he did 15 years ago.
Yeah, he does, and still looks great, and still seems like physically he seems okay. Now, we don't know, obviously, any intimate details of his health, but he looks good. And the thing about hockey that, which is why I've said all season, don't stop now, but, you know, congratulations to him. Like, you get your summers. Like, you get June, unless you make a deep run into the Stanley Cup Finals. Like, you get June, July, and August. It's like being a teacher in a way. Like, it's kind of the best of both worlds. He will be missed. Kenny Albert will be great. We know that, but he will be missed. And real quick, yes, he was my number one for sure because of many reasons, but I got a lot of Devil fans were angry with me. But as I said that day, that had more to do with my childhood, and he was like the soundtrack of, you know, me from 10 to like, it just, that's the voice I remember in my house every night when my dad would watch the Rangers, and he's as good today as he was then, and congratulations on a great career.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and you know, it's, you see Lee Corso retiring from College Game Day, which is something that we expected over the last couple of years, as, you know, he's had some health issues, and of course, John Sterling last year, Sam Rosen. I mean, it's
UB Brown.
Yeah. I mean, you just think about it. I mean, I don't know how much, like, Howie sounds as good as ever, too, but I understand he's had his health issues. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he said in the next couple of years, you know, I want to just live my life now.
And well, he's cut back. I mean, he doesn't do the West Coast trips, I don't believe. I know Rad and McCarthy did the last trip that they were on, so Howie has dialed it back a little bit. I think instead of doing, you know, 162 games, he might do maybe, I don't know what the number would be, 110, 120 maybe, something like that, which is still a nice workload for sure. But, who knows? You're right. You never know.
I mean, something like Gary Cohen's way older than I ever thought because he looks so good, too.
He's
60-something.
64, I think I heard
he's
him
older
say
than
the
Boomer.
Other day.
Doesn't look older than Boomer to me. You think he looks older than Boomer?
Not the same, I would say.
Nah. Gary Cohen looks younger.
I think Boomer looks young. I mean, I look to your left.
I'm not saying Boomer doesn't look young. I'm saying Gary Cohen is like, he looks more like Al Dukes to me, like Al Dukes' age.
The thinness will always help you with age.
It does. That is very true. I every day I walk past that Sports Illustrated cover with Boomer with Gunnar on his shoulders, and then you look at today Boomer, it's not that different.
No, I'm not saying Boomer looks old. I'm saying that Gary Cohen looks younger than Boomer does.
I know. Fair. I'm trying to say I think Boomer also looks younger than he is. But all right, fair enough. You think there's a 5-6 year gap? Okay.
You guys think Boomer looks younger than he is?
How old is he? 64?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's right on the nuts, I think.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't think he looks younger or older.
I don't
older.
Think he looks
but
like
that
a guy
could
in
also
his 60s.
Be because we know him and see him every day. And
yeah, if I had to guess like an age on somebody, maybe I would
I
go.
I wouldn't say 60. I wouldn't.
Maybe I'd go a little younger.
Yeah.
Will he be sitting here when he's 70 years old?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to say no.
No chance.
Mm-hmm. You think he'll be here at 70?
One more contract.
See,
could
I don't.
Two more.
Oh.
No, I think we're probably one more, I would think, because the way that, yeah. Well, I don't
oh,
know.
Yeah. No, yeah.
That would be like the end.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded sad, but yes. That's what, yeah. I think that's what he takes it to.
I don't think he's making it to 70. I think there's multiple years left, but I think that 6 is a little too much for him. That's what I would say.
All right, so I'll ask the question then. What else is he doing? Only so much golf you can play.
Yeah, that's what you think. I mean, did you see how much he played on the weekends when he didn't have NFL Today?
Yes, I did. Trust me, I'm well aware. But there's also, I guess, you know what? I guess you would live in Arizona in the winter. Okay, I suppose.
Right. And he
all right.
But he also has young grandkids. He's not going to want to leave in New York. So
how about
there is
this?
That.
How about we go the Stern route? And in his 70s, he only works Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
From home.
Wherever that home might be. Winters in Arizona.
That's going to be, like, all kidding aside, that will be a discussion. Like,
it should be a discussion. He's earned it.
Yeah, without a doubt. That'll
but
be
he's
like,
big on, like, everybody being in back at work.
He's big on
studio.
A lot of things until...
until it's him.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, kind of. I mean, yeah.
He loves when we talk about him when he's not here. That's one of his favorite things when we do that.
I'm sorry. Have you not talked about me when I'm not here on the road?
Of course. I'm not saying that I've got a problem with it. He always has a problem.
But to be fair, if he was sitting there, we'd have this exact
thing. Yeah, and we have. We have had this discussion.
And he would remind us, guys, I'm right here.
Yes, yeah, I'm right here. You guys are narps the way you look at things.
I got to tell you, that's not a bad thought, though. 3 days a week, gives him his weekends, does his 3 days remotely.
Where is he remotely?
Arizona.
Ah.
You don't think so?
No. I think he would be around here. If he's doing this show, he'd be around here, and he also want to be around his grandkids. I could see him, like, being out east on Long Island.
He's not going to be 3 a.m. in Arizona every day.
Yeah,
3
that's
days
right.
a week. Not yeah. happening.
Right.
Oh, I think he would.
Nah.
Why not? First, it'd be 4 in the winter. It wouldn't be 3. It'd be 4 a.m. And he'd be done by, be done at, what, 8 o'clock? Go play golf. Yeah, I don't think that's a bad deal at all.
He's not going to be that far away or want to be that far away. There's two more grandkids coming. You know, think about that. So he's going to have, there's going to have 6 grandkids.
You think because, and that's a great reason to do it, and I understand that. But you don't think he would spend harsh winters away from here because of the grandkids?
Well, I mean, for weeks at a time, maybe, but like not.
I mean, 3 months. That's all I meant.
No, he would do a full 3 months, I don't think.
You don't think January, February, March, live out west?
I don't.
Okay.
No.
Sounds lovely to me.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound lovely. But if he were out east every day doing it remotely, I'd drive out there as opposed to driving.
I'm sure
here.
You would. And that's not a bad idea either.
And it wouldn't be that much of a difference in time, but it's just would be everything else would be different.
Of course.
Such a beautiful, quiet drive.
Yeah, I know.
God. Like if we're going to hit something, it's going to be a possum, not a homeless person.
that is true,
you know?
That is true. And then when you're done, you're done. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. You can do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, there was, I'm hesitant to tell the story, but there was someone who quite possibly could have died in the street yesterday.
Oh.
And it was just laying there.
Really?
And the cop went up. It was motionless. And I was like, okay. I don't know if it was, it didn't get hit. But it was like...
Maybe had an episode?
Yeah. It didn't look good. But I was just... It was jarring. And then, of course, the entire time driving home thinking, did I just see a dead person on Kenmare or did I not?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.